Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Today is Friday, May the 21st, 2010, at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today we have a very exciting topic, married to attention deficit disorder. And with us in our virtual studio is Kim Gundy, and we'll be talking with her in a couple minutes on the topic. But a quick announcement, next week, just before the Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to be on talking about ADHD and the importance of getting the Failing Forward degree at the School of Hard Knocks. It's going to be an exciting show. Matter of fact, it's actually an article that I posted out there, so anybody listening here wants to watch that show this week, check out the Blog Talk Radio homepage for this show time, and you can link and download the article before you listen to it, which will be which will kind of help you with the show and be powerful. I'm looking forward to it. Also, I wanted to announce last week we're doing what's never been done on Attention Talk Radio. We're actually running a promotion for our listeners out there. If you are interested in receiving one free month of coaching, is all you need to do is send me an email. The address is info@digcoaching. That's digcoaching.com. Again, info@digcoaching.com. If you send me this email with your name, telephone number, and email address, we're going to put your name into a drawing, and we will make that drawing actually most likely in next week's show. So the deadline is on the 28th, so make haste and get me the email. We've already got a couple in, so real exciting here. We're looking forward to seeing how that works out. But let's get into today's topic. Again, the topic is married to attention deficit disorder. And many times when I have guests on, I kind of go through their bio. And many times I have subject matter experts, doctors, other ADD coaches, et cetera. And today's guest, Kim Gundy, she's got quite a bio, but I want to emphasize that she's not a coach. She's not a psychologist. She's not a doctor. She's not a specialized teacher. She's just, for our purposes, a spouse and mother, married to a spouse with attention deficit disorder. So, Kim, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad to be here.
I think the goal of our show today, as we had kind of talked, the purpose is to help other spouses deal with the frustrations of ADHD. And when Kim and I were talking about actually doing this show, we started talking about ADHD traits, and she said something that was kind of powerful, and I guess I'm going to repeat this, Kim, and maybe ask you to kind of speak to it. She said that she noticed that the traits, certain traits attracted her to her husband, and those same traits actually were what became kind of an issue as they kind of got married, and she's actually coming back and appreciating those again. Kim, can we just kind of kick things off and you kind of talk to the listeners about these observations?
Sure. First of all, Steve and I have been married almost 11 years, and before we got married, there were things about Steve that, of course, I was attracted to, and a few of them. One was, for instance, his creativity. He's extremely creative, you know, is funny, makes me laugh, makes our kids laugh. We didn't have our kids at the time, of course, but just very creative in the way that he does things. He's an extremely contemplative thinker, so he's very good at talking deep subjects, and that just really fulfilled a need that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And he also is very good at helping me clarify thoughts. So we would have some really good conversations about what was going on in my life, and you know, if I needed clarification on something that was going on, he was just very good at helping me see through things and see another viewpoint, maybe. And those were all things that were just really attracted me to my husband. He also has kind of a hyper focus at times, and that hyper focus, it can be very beneficial as well. And that I saw that in him, and I was like, wow, when he focuses on something, there's no quitting until he's done. Yeah. And I liked that. I thought that was a great, just a really great attribute in a person.
Okay.
So
and that, that's, those are some of the things that you recall early on that attracted you to him?
Sure. Yes.
And how did they, how did that manifest as when you got married and as kids came into the picture?
Well, you know, we got married, and of course you go through the honeymoon stage and everything's hunky-dory. And with any marriage, like I said, you go through the honeymoon stage, and then some of those things that you loved before become the things that just drive you nuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have an ADD spouse or not. Steve was not diagnosed with ADD until quite a few years later, but I had a feeling after being married for a couple years that, you know, I really see some ADD traits in him of what I knew of ADD. but some of the things I started seeing that really started causing anxiety for me, number one, were just the traits such as his inability to focus on, for example, where he put his keys. We were constantly searching for keys. And I took that on. I really took it on, and I would let my anxiety just build and build, and you know, because his anxiety would go up, mine would go up, and that was really, that type of thing was really frustrating. The contemplative thinker side of him that I loved so much before we got married, what was funny was after we got married, he kept wanting to, you know, really talk deep, and after a while, I was like, okay, I'm all talked out. I can't talk that deep. but you know, it was things like that. It was frustration with the forgetting, the forgetfulness. You know, I would ask him to pick something up at the grocery store for me, and if I told him more than one or two things, well, forget it. You might get one, but that would be about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was the forgetting, losing things, all those sorts of things. Really, they got frustrating to me. And you know, in any marriage, you have frustrations.
Well, what I'm hearing is that we kind of going, were you kind of inheriting or taking on some of his anxiety?
Oh, absolutely. I took on his anxiety, and then I took it out on him. You know, and that wasn't pretty. That really was not pretty, because I felt like it was his fault that he was forgetting things. Like, he wasn't organized enough. He didn't have a system in place to remember these things. I just kept thinking, you know, what's wrong with this person that he can't remember these things, or is he really just doesn't love me enough to try hard enough? Okay, is he not trying hard enough?
When you said you used to take it out of him, what do you mean by take it out of him?
Well, it was really just there were the times where I just would yell. You know, of course, let the ugly side of myself out and yell at him and, you know, come on, get it together. What's wrong with you? That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I feel so bad even talking about that, because that's frustration on my part that I was just putting all on him. You know, and
If I could, Kim, I think this is good for some of our listeners who are listening to the show, because I got to suspect that it's a little bit of human nature when you get frustrated just to want to scream just as a response, you know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
That frustration and just kind of like sometimes, come on, let's do this. So it's. I'm glad you're saying it, because for those out there who are in this situation who might listen to the show, it's not abnormal to feel like that, or not abnormal for you want to do that.
Absolutely not. There were times at my darkest moments, you know, I had major frustration, and all I knew to do would go into my bathroom and bury my face in a towel and just scream and cry, because I just didn't know how I could go on living with my husband, but I didn't want to leave my husband either. I didn't want us to divorce. I knew that I loved him, and then we were supposed to stay together. But I did feel very stuck and very alone. So the way I would really let it out would be to go into the bathroom, scream into a towel, or I'd go into my bedroom and scream into my pillow until I let it all out.
So just one of the things I like to do in this show is kind of highlight what's obvious, is kind of function what you pay attention to. And back in those days, in kind of dark moments when you were just kind of frustrated and would kind of scream, would you say that you were just kind of paying attention just to the heaviness of it, the difficulty? What do you recall like thinking of back in those days? Looking at what's wrong?
It was all about what was wrong. And I tended to catastrophize. And what I mean by that is Steve could do 9 things right in the day and 1 little thing wrong. And I'd forget about those 9 things and think, boy, he's broken. Our relationship's broken. This isn't, it was just like everything was terrible because of this one little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took that one little thing and just blew it up. And here I had this wonderful husband.
Mm-hmm.
But I was choosing to focus on the negative
mm-hmm.
and catastrophizing that. And I'll tell you, catastrophizing is a terrible thing because really your whole world can look pretty dark when you catastrophize. And so,
I have to tell you, I don't think I've ever heard the word catastrophize, but I like it. Catastrophizing, just taking one thing you did wrong and overshadowing the 9 things you did right in that day and kind of dwelling on it for a period of time.
Exactly.
It's going to sound heavy no matter how you slice it.
Exactly.
Well, how long have you been married again?
It'll be 11 years in July.
11 years.
Yeah.
So something must have changed in this process.
Well, along the way, we did attend some counseling sessions, not on a real regular basis, but we did find a real good counselor that helped us through some things. And, there were also some things that just really came to me out of nowhere through the years that honestly I felt like it was a godsend to send these thoughts to me. For example, I realized one day that Steve was just as frustrated or more frustrated than what I was with him. And he had been frustrated by ADD most of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He had gone undiagnosed as a child. And realizing that, wow, as frustrated as I am, he's been frustrated all 30-some years.
Wow.
And that was huge for me because it helped me to have more empathy with my husband and realize, mm-hmm. wow, he's frustrated with this ADD as well.
Mm-hmm.
I did realize, like we talked about before, that I was paying attention to the wrong things. And like you say, Jeff, you have to pay attention to what you're paying attention to.
Uh-huh.
And that was huge. And one way that I did that, I used to drive, about 20 minutes to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I started keeping a tablet in my van.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way to work, I would turn the radio off. And I would just spend time thinking about what's something that I love about my husband. And, I would think of several things. Every day on my way to work, I would think of several things. And I would write it down on that tablet of paper when I got to work. So every day I did that until I got to, it was about 40 items or so. And really my goal was to get to 100. And I never did get to 100 just simply because, to be honest with you, by the time I'd gotten to 40, that was like 40 days of focusing on positive things about my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing that alone helped turn my attitude around.
Really?
To focus, yes. It helped me focus on the positive things about my husband because
mm-hmm.
there were so many and there are so many. So that was a tool that I used to help me turn my thought process around.
I'm curious, when you were driving in the van trying to do that, was it pretty hard to do the first couple times?
Yeah, I guess it depended on what had happened that morning as well. But, yeah, exactly. It was hard at first, but the more I did it, the more I started remembering why I married my husband in the first place. And started realizing, some of these little things that ADD brings into a marriage and into our marriage really aren't that big of a deal in the scope of our lives.
Mm.
And that was a good thing for me to recognize that. And so that was a very useful tool.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I tell you what, Kim, what I'd like to do is we're about 15 minutes into the show. I'd like to stop and take a break here.
Okay.
And then when we kind of come back, start talking, because we talked a lot about, you know, things that you attracted, and then we kind of moved into the lost keys and the dark stuff, and then the shift of attention. I'd like to kind of come back and maybe talk about, like, where you are now and what you see and kind of how it kind of compares and how you cope. Before we go off to break, though, you have a Facebook page.
I do.
Right? That is, I guess, can you tell our listeners about it a little bit?
Yeah, I just created this page not too long ago, as a matter of fact, and I created it for women who are married to ADD or ADHD men to connect, share, and support one another. Because I know at times it feels like you're alone, you're the only one that deals with ADD and the issues that brings into marriage, but you're not. And I want women to know that. So the Facebook site is Living and Loving Life with My ADD/ADHD Husband.
Can you repeat that one more time for everybody?
Uh-huh. Living and Loving Life with My ADD/ADHD Husband.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, let's run to break, and we'll come back, and we'll start talking about where things are today, okay? We'll be right back.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. Dig Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. We're here with Kim Gundy talking about married to ADHD. Before we get back to our conversations, I want to remind everybody of our promotion that's going on out there. If you'd like to submit an email to me for a drawing for a free month's worth of coaching, send it to info@digcoaching.com. So, Kim, getting back to things, tell us a little bit about, so you're driving in the van, you got your list of like 40 things that you positive traits about your husband. Tell me about that process when you start pulling that stuff together and where you are today with things.
Well, we've come a long way. I've come a long way, really. And not to say that every day is perfect, not to say that I'm perfect every day or that my husband's perfect every day, but we have come such a long way. And one thing is that we've learned so much about ADD and ADHD, and it helps to understand about ADD, because it just helps me understand why he does things certain ways, so that it's not that he's – go ahead.
Can you think of an example? I don't mean to kind of put you on spot of like how understanding ADD and how he does things, how it kind of helps you spot or look for or manage it. Does anything come to mind?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of, for example, we talked about shopping earlier. You know, if I ask him to get me a few things at the grocery store, I know now that I need to give him a list. Okay, I fought it for years. I fought that simple little thing of writing down what I needed. I would say, can't you just remember these couple things? Well, no, he may not be able to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But we created tools. You know, I give him a list. As far as his lost keys, we discovered that a lanyard is good for him, so that he carries his keys around, you know, pretty much all day on a lanyard.
Mm-hmm.
Tools like that have been very useful,
mm-hmm.
and it's helped him, and it's helped both of us as far as our anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So those have been good things. He doesn't really, schedule changes can mess him up. It's frustrating for him. So I try to keep things scheduled, but if I know a change is coming in a schedule, I try to give him as much advance notice as possible.
Mm-hmm.
He also likes a tidy environment. A messy environment kind of messes with his attention. So I really try
mm-hmm.
to keep a tidy house when he gets home so that he's able to focus on what he needs to focus on. So.
Sure. So mm-hmm. One of the themes of the show I want to kind of reiterate is when you pay attention and you learn something, you pay attention to how it's different. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
once you see how it's different, it becomes obvious what you should do. It's like the lanyard around his neck. By understanding
mm-hmm.
And again, this is not intended to be a science-based program or anything like that, but just when you take a look and say, hey, listen, many ADDers, they have a hard time with working memory. It'll evaporate on them. And if they put their key somewhere, they forget it. Something as simple as, well, okay, how can we get around that? And maybe a lanyard would make some sense. Or
yep.
I'm actually working on a newsletter this month where I was actually working with somebody where they were having difficulty with focus, and we actually started managing sound, believe it or not. Distractions, like door slamming, would actually distract them away from what they're doing. It created a problem, so we'd either put earplugs on or use white noise, like a loud fan running to drown that stuff out. Those things actually, believe it or not, can actually help ADDers
mm-hmm.
focus. So, Kim, I really like what you kind of outlined there. By understanding ADD and understanding the version of ADD, that your spouse has actually kind of empowers you to actually come up with these types of things that help. So,
right. And another thing that I've learned through the years is instead of getting mad at my husband, I get mad at ADD.
Ooh,
ADD is not a person, okay? But it's something that I can focus my anger at. If I have any anger, it's like instead of saying, doggone it, my husband, you know, I say, doggone it, ADD, why are you like this?
Uh-huh.
Because it's not my husband choosing to be like this. This is just part of who he is, and it's just the way he is when he was born, you know. So that
helps too. I really like that. For listeners, so what I'm hearing you say is it's not personal. You just get mad at the ADD, not at him.
Correct, right. Mm-hmm.
And that takes – I don't want to put words in your mouth, I guess, but my sense is it takes a little bit of the emotion out of it towards him and directs it at this inanimate thing, if you will, and
exactly.
allows you to get your frustration out without saying something to him personally that would kind of create an issue or some hurt feelings or something.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Mm-hmm. That's really kind of cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what I found through the years, honestly, these things that I loved about him before, then I was frustrated with him about, now are the things that I love about him again. You know, his hyper-focus, how he can get so hyper-focused that, you know, his attention is so much on something that it got to a point where it would bother me because I couldn't pull his attention away from it. But now, for example, on Mother's Day this year, he spent 4 hours cooking a meal for me. he's basically my gourmet, my home gourmet chef. I have my own personal chef here. And he can get so focused on that and so focused on gardening is another one, herbs and vegetables, and he uses those in his cooking. And it's awesome, though, because it's an outlet for his energy
mm-hmm.
and for his and he can so hyper-focus on it. But I tell you what, I don't have the need to go to restaurants these days because that's his outlet. That is his, you know, he can spend that many hours focusing on it. I prefer not to spend 4 hours cooking, but he loves it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, and that's something, again, that I love about him because of, you know, because of what I get out of it. It's wonderful. So, yeah.
From one good eater to another, that would be great to have a built-in chef.
Ten years ago, I was
getting my MBA, and I'd come home at night, and my wife had a friend that came over who was a gourmet chef, and they would just kind of come over and kind of keep company. They'd walk home to this incredible meal. Like, I would just sit there studying, like, wow, this is kind of great.
I can imagine
what it's like being here.
It is nice.
Kim, we've got about 5 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
for those spouses out there that might be listening for some inspiration, what words of advice or what other things would you like to share with them that you think would help them?
First of all, I said this earlier, I believe, is learn as much as you can about ADD and ADHD. It is a real physical issue that men deal with. And it's, like I said, it's not that they are choosing to not be able to pay attention, or they're choosing to lose things all the time, or they're choosing whatever it may be. It's that this is part of their DNA. And so learning as much as you can about ADD and ADHD, I think, is a great thing. I'm still learning, and I'm sure I will be for the rest of my life. So I really encourage people to do that. I also encourage you to connect with other women that are in the same boat. Because, again, in any marriage, you know, sometimes you get frustrated with your husband and you think nobody understands and you think nobody's in the same situation. And I know especially being married to an ADD person makes it even more so. You know, you wonder if you're alone. I encourage you to connect with other women and encourage each other, support each other, get ideas from each other as to, you know, how to help your spouse, how to help your marriage. I also think just focusing, again, focusing on what you're focusing on. Things that drove you nuts about your husband's ADD, and those same things, you're going to find what you love about that person. And also, I would say pray for your husband. I think that's huge, too. When you pray for someone, it helps you. It changes your heart as well as theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think praying for your husband, you know, that he does have clarity, focus, success in his endeavors, his spiritual walk, whatever it may be, you know, spend some time just praying for your husband. And I encourage any woman to do that as well.
Well, excellent.
Yeah.
And just another plug, you connecting with other women, I'm trusting that that's something that they could even get started of by going to your Facebook page?
Absolutely. This page, anybody can post on it, you know, write your experiences, share with other women. You know, it's for humor as well, because sometimes when we add humor to the mix, it can lift our load. So I encourage anybody to get on there and share.
Can you let's give out the address, the Facebook page again, so they can find it?
Yes. It's Living and Loving Life with My ADD /ADHD Husband.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Everyone out there, I want to kind of start wrapping stuff up. Kim, I'd like to thank you again for coming on to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the time.
I think what we kind of covered was really, really kind of powerful. You know, when he used to look at the nine things that he did right for the one thing that he did wrong, and then focus on the traits and say, wait a second, there's some things here that you start to kind of move towards. You start to understand his ADD. It empowers you to kind of start helping him, start working with him. And I think that's a great message for those out there who are struggling, because if you just kind of dwell on the negative and you dwell on those frustration, it really doesn't bring you to any solutions. But if you shift and you take a look at what does work and what is there, it gives you a lot of power to sit there and say, "Wait a second. There are other ways to manage the situation for the benefit of everybody."
Exactly. Sure.
So, Kim, I want to thank you again.
Thank you.
For our listeners out there, I want to remind you again for the promotional thing. Send us an email at info@digcoaching.com. And next week we'll be talking about ADHD and the importance of getting the Failing Forward degree at the School of Hard Knocks. So, Kim, thank you very much. Listeners, thank you much. We'll catch you again next week. Take care, everybody.